Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. My thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill, and to HighSpeedWeb.net that streams our signal 24/7, 365. Billy Dunlap is with us today. He is the man, the myth, and the legend at visityourcounty.com. He heads up all the county's tourism efforts in terms of creating activity, which, of course, creates hospitality tax dollars and jobs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And, Mr. Dunlap, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Before we do anything else, give us the latest and the greatest in terms of numbers that you track religiously on a weekly basis from our hotels, which normally, before a pandemic this time of year, were probably booked pretty well solid. But they took a big nosedive, and I'll never forget Ralph Norman's comment, we're not generating enough revenue to pay the water bill. That's improved, but where are we?
Yeah, we at the height of the issue that we've been facing, we were, even down into the teens as far as occupancy goes. But sports tourism has brought that back to some extent. This past week, Cherry Road saw an occupancy of about 60%, which is down only 4% from that same week last year. Dave Lyle running about 63.6%, which is down 13% from last year. Carowinds, which we know with Carowinds being closed, we know they're going to be down. They're at about 45%, which is down about 22% year over year. Highway 160, which is predominantly corporate travel, they're running about 38% occupancy. So you can really see the difference between hotels that are predominantly corporate travel versus ones that are taking advantage of the sports tourism that is going on in Rock Hill and throughout York County.
And that corporate travel, that's going to take longer to get back. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah, well, we don't think, it may never come back like it was, but we're starting to see, in talking to our hotels, they're anticipating some corporate travel to start back in the fourth quarter, but we shouldn't see any significant numbers at least into the first quarter of 2021.
And there's really, I guess when it comes to the corporate traveler, there's nothing that we can do about that here. We can do something about sports-related activity, but the corporate travel, we can't do anything.
Yeah, there's really nothing you can do about that, and I think what's happening is some of these hotels that were really strong corporate travel, they're diversifying. They're getting more into the sports tourism now. But, we don't know what corporate travel is going to look like. We don't think it's going to look it may never look like it did before. But they are seeing some contracts come in for fourth quarter to get some of that corporate travel back.
So not knowing anything about the hotel industry, a hotel that's set up primarily for corporate travel, and when you say they want to get more into the sports travel, sports tourism travel, do they somehow have to change the rooms, or do they, reconfigure themselves so they're more affordable? I mean, I don't know.
Everything really stays the same. It's just they push their sales efforts more towards sports tourism, so that they start working more with us. They start working more to get that weekend business, because what had happened before is if you're really strong during the week with corporate travel, the weekends, is more leisure travel, things like that. You don't really care that much about sports tourism because you're making your money during the week.
Sure.
But now they're transitioning to focusing more on those weekend travelers.
All right. So sports tourism. Wasn't long ago, back in March, where we went from 100% activity level to 0%. And now we're starting to see some activity. I think probably most notably it came to light when we had the cornhole tournament here this past week at the Indoor Sports Arena, which ESPN broadcast. So where are we? I mean, we're actually starting to see some activity.
Yes. I mean, Rock Hill PRT's got events in their facilities pretty much every weekend. The Sports and Events Center, Manchester, Cherry Park, Hargett Park, even into the BMX and Velodrome. So, yeah, there's events in their facilities just about every weekend. I'd say over the last probably 4 to 5 weeks, the Rock Hill PRT facilities have brought anywhere from 8 to 15,000 people into Rock Hill every weekend.
Jeez, wow. Now, when we say that, it's interesting that these activities are all done under these protocols that have been set up, and the ability to have fans in there, when they restarted this was zero. You couldn't bring any fans in. And now this last weekend they said like one fan per player or yes. Something like that. So there is some movement there. Now they have to get, do they not, some kind of a permission slip or something from the state of South Carolina to go above a certain number. Is that right?
Yeah, each event is submitted to the Department of Commerce. Anything that's going to have over 250 people has to be submitted. You get either an approval back, or you're denied, or you have to provide some more information. But it's all, that application is based on, you know, the size of the event, how many people are going to be there, and what protocols and guidelines you've got set up. Rock Hill PRT has done such a great job with that, that they've been able to host all of their events. And they're really kind of setting the pace right now for events like this being able to be done.
In fact, I heard John Taylor yesterday saying that I think that they've got their state okays throughout the month of August for sure.
Yes.
And they're working on the ones, I guess, for September. But it's a process they have to go through.
It is a process, and we met with the South Carolina Sports Alliance, which is people that bring sports into the state, and they're all facing the same battle. They're all having to submit their events, even up to Darlington and things like that that are bringing, and it'll be the same thing Clemson and South Carolina have to do when it comes time to submit their events for football games. If we have football games in the fall, they'll have to go through the same process.
Now, South Carolina, during this pandemic, is operating differently than North Carolina does. North Carolina, your peers in North Carolina haven't been able to do anything. I mean, they're just shut down, period. Are you seeing some influx of traffic as a result of that?
Yeah, we're seeing events come in from North Carolina. We're seeing events... you know, and it's sports tourism. It's just like we've got the Mrs. South Carolina and Mrs. North Carolina pageant in Fort Mill this coming weekend. That's came out of North Carolina. In talking with Rock Hill PRT, they've had a lacrosse event that's come out of North Carolina. They've had a basketball event. There's actually an AAU basketball event going on right now that came out of North Carolina. And then they've also got the BMX Nationals that came out of Nashville, Tennessee, that will be here later this year as well. So we are reaping the benefits of being more open, and that's only been good for all of our hotels, all of our restaurants, and all of our attractions.
Well, that's good news. Now, I think it's interesting that the protocols that are in place here in Rock Hill to hold these events are being monitored very closely. And the tournament sponsors, those that are bringing these events here, are right in lockstep with the city, to the point, from what I understand, these teams have been told. There was one team, I think, that was kind of playing around with the mask mask requirement, and they told them, get the mask on or get out of here.
Yeah, that's like I said, Rock Hill PRT is really kind of setting the pace for everyone, in the, at least in the state of South Carolina, in how to do tournaments now. There are strict guidelines in place. Everybody has to have a mask. You come in, play your game, then you have to leave. You can't hang around and watch games. So it's very much in and out. They're disinfecting the benches after every game, disinfecting the basketballs, really going above and beyond. And it's not only Rock Hill PRT, but it's the event organizer as well, because everyone has a vested interest in making sure that event comes off as easy and as safely as possible, because you want that event to come back, and you want to tell other event organizers that, you know, Rock Hill PRT is doing things the right way. And I think they're definitely showing that to everybody.
So where the rubber meets the road is hospitality tax, which again has provided the revenue stream to make a lot of these venues possible, particularly the indoor sports and event center. So how are we doing in terms of the hospitality tax?
Well, we've reached out to City of Rock Hill, Fort Mill, and York County to get their hospitality tax numbers, because we want to see kind of where we're at. In talking to some of them over the last year, we're seeing that the municipalities are really not down that much. They're down maybe 2-5% from January of 20 to June 30th. We're seeing on average about 11-12% decline. So we're seeing the numbers in talking to the governments. We're seeing the numbers really not as bad as what we thought they were going to be.
It's very interesting. Again, referring to John Taylor, he made a comment yesterday in a meeting that I was attending that when you look at the concession revenue at the indoor sports arena, that I think to date, it's already like $200,000, which I thought was an amazing number.
Yeah, and that's, bringing people into these facilities, and, our focus is to get them to come here, get them to enjoy themselves, get them to spend money, get them to be safe, and our numbers are showing that all of those things are happening.
Which, when those teams leave here, they're getting obviously impressed with not only the facility, but how the facility and the tournaments are run. And that's the best form of advertising you could ever do.
Oh, absolutely. And these event organizers that have been working with Rock Hill PRT, they couldn't do anything March, April, May. And then, so now what we're seeing happen is those events that we lost during those months, they're just being moved into the fall or for the rest of the year. So what I think we're going to see is consistent events through the end of the year, which typically is not like that, because typically as we get into the fourth quarter, they start to slow down. But we don't see that happening right now.
That's amazing. That is absolutely amazing. So we focused a lot of our attention as to what's going on with events here in Rock Hill. What about the rest of the county? Are you starting to see some movement there?
The rest of the county, we are seeing events there. We talked about the Mrs. North Carolina, Mrs. Right. South Carolina pageant. One issue that we're facing is the school districts have not opened up their facilities for outside use. So that limits the amount of venues that we can utilize. Winthrop University has limited access to their facilities as well. So those things, put a little bit of a damper on what we can do throughout the county. But we're out beating the bushes right now looking for events that we can put in some of these areas outside of Rock Hill, and this pageant is a prime example of that. And we're, you know, we're out looking for events that can't go in other in other locales that we can bring into your county, because there's plenty of those out there right now, and they're looking for great places to come. So we're out showcasing your county as much as we can.
One of the events that Rock Hill has been used to hosting here for as long as I can remember is the U.S. Disc Golf Championship. Innova Disc Golf, of course, is got its headquarters here. It's a big event, brings people in from all over the world. And, I mean, it's an interesting event to go to because that's an eclectic group of players, for sure. So that's an outdoor event, usually in October. It's held on the at Winthrop University, which they say is the finest course anywhere in the country. Are you... hearing about that, what's going on with that?
Well, we don't really know. We actually talked about it this morning. Now that the Big South Conference has postponed all of their fall sporting events, you know, we're going to reach out to Winthrop over the next few days and see, you know, see if their facilities will be open, see if we'll be able to host that event. You know, hopefully we'll be able to bring it because, like you said, that's it's a great event. It's a large event. It's a world-renowned event. You know, they consider that course to be the Masters of disc golf. So we're hoping that that we will be able to do that. But right now, I think all of that's up in the air right now.
I think I need to call my friend Jonathan Poole with Innova Disc Golf and find out what's going on. All right. With that being said. We're going to take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. My thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill, common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks as well to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care, online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Fresh subs and salads 7 days a week served up here all the time at Substation 2. There's only one magical way to do it. Billy Dunlap has it committed to memory, and we're all going to say it together at the count of three. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice. Slice.
Garden, garden, garden. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration and Remodeling. If your home or business is damaged by water, fire, storm, or mold, Paul Davis is here to help. We are staffed with over 35 trained and certified professionals to handle any type of property damage. Our team mission is to provide extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Whether you need repairs in one room or rebuild a whole home, Paul Davis is here to help. Find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Cruise to financial freedom with an auto loan from Founders Federal Credit Union. With our low rates, there is no better time to apply. Get a pre-approved spending limit valid for 30 days by applying for your auto loan early so you know what to look for before you start shopping. You can also use our auto loan calculator and Founders Online to set your budget and plan ahead. Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for a membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
My concern is let's not let fear of COVID cloud people's judgment about their health. We don't want people sitting at home with heart attacks, stroke. Those things are life-threatening.
Piedmont Medical Center Chief Executive Officer Mark Nosaka expressing his concern about those who fear coming to the ER.
People are still going to have heart disease. They're still going to have heart attacks. They're still going to need heart surgery. And we're providing all those services while we're protecting people from COVID.
Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
This is Charlie Ruffalo. I want to personally thank everyone for supporting Substation 2 during this pandemic. This has not been an easy time for many of us, but you keep coming back day after day for our fresh subs and salads, and that has helped us keep the doors open and our employees on the payroll. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Rock Hill and York County, for supporting Substation 2 these past 34 years, and especially now. Substation 2 really loves you. Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Billy Dunlap is with us. He is the director of visityourcounty.com, and he's here with us today updating all the tourism-related activities. Last time you were on the show, William, we were talking about something that you had envisioned that was not yet reality, but apparently is now reality, and that is some type of a financial relationship between Visit York County and Rock Hill PRT. Not sure all the widgets and how it works, but explain where we are with that.
Well, we entered into this partnership effective July 1, and what it does is it allows the two organizations, Visit York County and Rock Hill PRT, to really work collectively on sports tourism. And our part of it is we have a preferred hotel program that currently has 17 hotels, and we work with PRT on providing accommodations for all of their sports tourism events. So we bring that to the table. We also have an economic impact calculator through Destinations International, which is pretty much the worldwide standard in calculating economic impact. We are running economic impact numbers on all the Rock Hill PRT events now. And also we are providing some marketing support for them as well for their events. And we are also providing them money that will be used to bring more events into Rock Hill. Because what was happening before was we were almost competing against each other, because we were both going after events in Rock Hill PRT facilities. So we've now working together on that. In the same room when we're meeting with event organizers to talk about the events. Rock Hill PRT has such great facilities, and they've invested millions of dollars, and they've got a very hardworking staff that makes these events come off seamlessly. And it really allows what both organizations do really well to work together. And it was really a vision of John Taylor's. We came together to work this out. We've had a few bumps in the road, getting started the first month, but really it streamlined everything that we do. It's allowed us to really be joined at the hip, working in partnership together, to focus on trying to bring as much sports tourism to Rock Hill as possible. Now, this doesn't change anything that we do throughout York County. If we're talking dollar-wise, this is about 20% of what we do is this partnership with Rock Hill PRT. So that other percentage that we're working on is our core job of promoting tourism throughout York County. But this is really good for us. It's really good for Rock Hill, and we see this partnership continuing to grow.
So this financial obligation that you've taken on is, as I think you mentioned when you were talking to the county council members, this is not county tax dollars. These are tax dollars that These aren't tax dollars. These are dollars you're generating through your hotel partnership.
Right. We have our preferred hotel program is funded through a destination marketing fee, which is a 2% fee assessed to every room night in our participating hotels. Right now we have 17 hotels participating, and that fund produces revenue every month. And it goes into a separate account, and then so that is money that visitors pay that funds additional growth. And so the partnership with City of Rock Hill, that money's paid out of funding that we've collected specifically from Rock Hill Hotels. So funding that we get from Fort Mill Hotels does not go into this partnership with Rock Hill. It's only funding that we get from our Rock Hill hotels. And that's our agreement with them, is funding that we get from them, we pour right back into Rock Hill. Same with our hotels in Fort Mill. That funding we get from them, we pour right back into Fort Mill.
All right, so basically 100% of the 2% from Rock Hill hotels goes into PRT.
Not 100%
okay.
of it. There it is a large percentage of it. But we also use that for marketing for Rock Hill,
okay.
and we do that for other events in Rock Hill that are outside of PRT facilities, which, for instance, Winthrop University and things like that. But 100% of that money collected from Rock Hill goes back into Rock Hill right. as a whole, not necessarily PRT.
And so that 100% of 2% roughly is what in the course of the year?
We've budgeted for the entire program for this year, $425,000. Our partnership with Rock Hill PRT is $300,000, and that goes directly to bring more events into Rock Hill.
So 300 of the 425
yes.
is going into Rock Hill PRT. And the other 125 is?
It either goes to Fort Mill.
Right.
For marketing or events, or it goes into marketing or events for events outside of PRT facilities.
Outside of Rock Hill, okay. So you're off and running, and it seems to make an awful lot of sense. But overall, your budget with the county has been really interesting. I mean, the welcome gift that you got when you came to York County was slashing your budget by 50%. But where are you in terms of county dollars coming into you? We got about 2 minutes left in the show.
All right. I can probably take longer than that. But
I bet you can.
When I first got here, the county council was providing 88% of our budget.
Right.
And today, as we sit here, they provide 22% of our budget. They've cut the county's cut a $600,000 in hospitality tax over the last 2 years. And that funding went to the Riverbend project. And then we took another cut this year of about $150,000 that was through accommodations tax, and that was COVID related. So all in all, we've gone from 88% to 22%, and we've had to go out and get additional funding. That's where the Destination Marketing Fee Program comes in.
Phew. Do you expect more of the same next year?
I hope not. I hope we're at a stable point now. We do have all of our municipalities are providing funding for us now. We have all five municipalities provide some level of funding, so we're excited about that. And you know, we continue to grow, and York County continues to grow. So we need funding to continue to bring more events here. Which fuels more growth, and we need more funding to be able to do more marketing, to bring more people here.
30 seconds. Do you think the York County Council understands the value of what it is that you're doing?
I think they do. I think some of them understand the value. We are just, you know, over the last couple of years, we've just not been as much of a priority as I think we should have been.
Wow. Okay, well, you certainly have done a yeoman's amount of work with a limited amount of resources. Good for you. And, I mean, the report's all good. It's all good. Your preferred hotel program is really paying dividends for everybody involved. And this relationship with the city of Rock Hill that you have is good. And that's just, you know, activity breeds activity. And that helps all of the county. Billy, thank you very much for being on the show today.
Thank you.
Billy Dunlap with VisitYorkCounty.com, our guest here today on our Straight Talk program. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. And, of course, we hang out here every day at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes 7 days a week. With or without a mask, we expect to hear from you. 1, 2, 3 on how it's done. Slice.
Garden.
Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.